Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank the Lord for our Constitution. I also want to thank the NRA for its legacy. The National Rifle Association was founded by religious leaders who wanted to protect free slaves from the Ku Klux Klan. They would raise money, buy arms, show the free slaves how to use those arms, and protect their families. God bless you. Many of us probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the NRA.
But let me just briefly say that gun control, for black Americans, we know that gun control has ultimately been about people control. It sprouts from racist soil, be it after the or during the infamous Dred Scott case, where black man's humanity was not recognized. And the beauty about some racists is that sometimes they're blatantly honest. And the racist Chief Justice Taney said, "We cannot allow the law to recognize the humanity of this individual because he would be able to keep and bear arms."
Welcome to Hoot and Holler. Just a little bit of history for you. Hope we have sound. Welcome, Bill. Can you hear me? Okay. I'm not getting anything. Can you hear me now? Anybody hear me? Okay. I'm not getting anything, so I'm hearing him. I don't know if he can hear me unless he texts on the phone. So he's going to try calling in again and see if that works. So hopefully we will get that. I don't know what's going on with our situation. I couldn't hear him, so let's try again. Hope we have sound now. Let's try it. Can you hear me?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, got it now.
All right. It just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. It gets nuttier.
Well, that's...
So,
you know,
I know.
Tomorrow the show starts, Linda. Tomorrow
yep.
The show starts.
I know. It's supposed to be a circus. I know. I was watching. There was something on Facebook. And I think it was earlier today, and it was Jim Jordan. I don't know whether that was recorded from another day, but this one clown that was the chairman was a black guy, and I don't even know which clown show Democrat at SOB that was, but he was interrupting Jordan and wouldn't let him. I mean, the whole thing is Soviet, so Lenin. It makes you sick. I don't know, you know, it's like,
well, what I wonder though is the public noticing? Is the public seeing this craziness? No due process. No due process whatsoever. They're making up the rules as they go along on this. They won't let you have a witness. They won't let you ask certain witnesses questions and blah, blah, blah. And if you do try to talk, they try to, like you just said, they try to shout you down and keep you from talking.
It's horrible. Jim Jordan was interviewing or asking questions of this moron from Jeffrey Toobin, I think his name is. Anyway, his last name's Toobin, and he's a complete moron. He thinks he's a legal analyst, and Mark would call him a legal analyst, and it's about correct. It's absolute. I mean, there's so much stuff on Facebook right now. There was one I posted a couple times I got from my friend Pat Hilty. I know you guys have liked different things and the same pages. She had this guy, I think his name was Dave Hodges, the Common Sense Show, talking about how the Piglosi ties to Soros and the UN and what they're trying to do in California, which would be...
Well, I always bring this something up. You know, Facebook uses fact checkers, but all their fact checkers are funded by Soros. Then you get
yeah.
to look, and you'll find out Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook is tied into Soros.
Well,
I can't remember what country it was, but They're going to be investigating Soros. I think it's the Ukraine. Going to be investigating Soros.
I'm not surprised. He's probably wanted in several small countries. I have no clue. All I know is the man is evil and he works for Satan. That's all I know. He's got horns and a tail.
Tonight in Alabama, Tuscaloosa, when Trump came out, you're talking 120,000 people going crazy for Trump.
Yeah. But no mention of news. No mention of that. No, you got to get it on Facebook. Yeah, because these people are such schmendricks. But what they're trying to do, they are.
Right now, the media is trying their damnedest to keep stuff from the people. Which,
oh, yeah.
You know, they're supposed to be, their job is to give stuff to the people. Information and news and stuff, and they
Good
are
luck.
Altering the news, and they
Good
are
luck.
Deleting the news.
They lie,
you know.
Lie.
Oh, so another Brian. She makes a person just want to throw up.
Which one
with
is
her
this?
Liberal crap and the liberal stuff they put on there? The global warming blowing up in their faces. Now you got the second whistleblower. He's telling that the first whistleblower is full of crap. I mean, you know. It just keeps blowing up in their faces, and they just keep digging a deeper hole.
Well, this thing with the Soros and Piglosi and the UN is they want to foment literal civil war in California. It's basically based on Cal exit thing where they want to leave the union. Well, it's all designed to have total civil unrest.
Build a 50-foot wall around California. Dig a ditch and shove it off in the ocean, whatever. But cut off every single penny from any other state. Cut it off. Don't give California a dime. I don't want to give California a dime. I don't want to give Virginia a dime.
Here's
the thing. Like, they use our taxpayer monies to fight us.
I know.
We are paying these people to fight us. Soros
you're
gets
paying
money from the taxpayers. And
I know.
All these other leftist groups get money from the taxpayers.
I know.
Soros funds groups, and then he starts the group, and then he gets money from the taxpayers to those groups. It's getting so out of hand and so ridiculous.
So the whole
Virginia governor says he's going to do gun confiscation. He'll be shot.
Good. I hope so. They should be.
My thing is, I wish all these Democrat elected would realize this. When you start it, there'll be 100,000 people at every one of your houses, where you work, whatever. 100,000 armed people coming after you, Pelosi, you Schumer, you Obama, you Clinton. You know, I can keep going on. That's who they're going to be coming after. Soros,
okay, look.
Don't worry about Soros. Soros is going to get it from an international group.
I hope so. Here's the deal. What they're trying.
Linda, I probably shouldn't say this, but next week it's really going to get scary for the Democrats because I happen to know that they're going through things right now and plotting how they're going to nab these people while they're arresting them. For treason. They are in the process of that right now.
God, I hope so. You know, here's what's going on. Here's my take on it. Now, there's a lot of people out there, and there's probably some substantiation to these because we don't know where these people getting their sources from or whatever. And a lot of them are ex-military people understand that you need to be prepared because, what they're doing, casing casing here in California with their rolling blackout. They've been doing that. So the other thing with
that's the other side. You got a rebellion going on. You're not hearing about it, but you've got a rebellion going on inside your FBI, your judicial,
right.
All of that. You got a heck of a battle going on inside.
So
there have been people that have been handpicked because they're faithful to the Constitution. They're not faithful to a political party.
Right.
They are faithful to the Constitution.
Right. So here's
they have been handpicked They are being handpicked, and right now they are going through all the things to know this, where, blah, blah, blah. They have got the blueprints, I guarantee you. They're studying the insides of these mansions where Pelosi and these people live.
You've got Trump's out there by himself. You've got a handful of people who support him. I sure hope that idiot Mitch McConnell steps up to the plate and takes Lindsey Graham's advice and shuts this down if it ever does get to the Senate. The other thing with these false flags that they're talking about and the Soros Fund and ties to Pelosi and the UN and stuff, what they're trying to do is what South did during the Federalist stuff, where it's totally unconstitutional. And if they pull something like in California, you know what Trump has to do? And he has to declare martial law and go and arrest every goddamn one of them. That's what he has to do. And that's what he will do. And he'll have my support.
You're right. That's probably what has to happen. And I look for it to happen. The guy I was talking to, he's a government person. And he don't understand why they're going in and arrest him, because he just wants to go in and shoot him.
Well, if you're going vigilante, look, we don't want to go to the level of the old Wild West. We don't want to have lynchings. We don't want to have, non-justice system.
I'm not going to say we don't want hangings.
Well, yeah, but let them go through due process first. Get the gallows going.
Exactly.
I don't care.
What you said, Linda. Exactly what you said. But let them make them go through the due process first. Hear the witnesses.
Yep.
Don't do like they're doing Trump.
Oh, absolutely
more class
not.
And more integrity and more decency.
Because then, Bill, you become what they are. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go to that level. Exactly. I don't want to
I believe that. I want to see the due process, mainly because I want the people to see the list of the two treasonous acts that these people have pulled off before we hang them.
Absolutely. It should be aired. It should be recorded. It should be, put out on every TV station on the globe. As I'm concerned, they can put it anywhere. And this is what happens when you try to overthrow this government, you bastard.
In the last 6 months, we found out that ABC covered up the Epstein story. CNN was in a biased bullcrap thing. They were exposed. We found out CBS was it CBS that put out the fake thing. Oh, look, they're blowing up in Syria, and it's armor practice down in Kentucky.
Oh my God.
We're seeing the news is killing the news. You look at their ratings and where they keep the leftists, all these leftists, they keep dropping and dropping and dropping. And now I'm hearing they're going to get rid of Hannity. I'm hearing they're trying their dangest to get rid of Hannity.
Ain't going to happen.
They'd
have a civil war. You want a civil war? There you go.
Did you know that when Bill Riley was on there last week?
I didn't see that one. Maybe I missed something.
Because Bill was bringing up the fake news media and talking about it and stuff. And him and Sean was going together. I mean, Bill O'Reilly and Sean were tag teaming on it.
Well, he has Bill on his radio show, and I usually hear O'Reilly on the radio show. So he may have just gone ahead and reiterated what was done on actual radio thing. So, I'm glad he does that. That's why he has the same people on the radio as he does on the TV in case somebody misses something. So, and O'Reilly, he gets it. He knows what they're doing, and he hates it too. So, and there you have
it. They'd love to be able to shut Rush Limbaugh up, but
good luck.
They've
been trying.
Rush is just too big for them to mess with.
You know what? The other thing is they've been trying to shut him up for 31 years. Ain't going to happen. And they know it. They know it. So, it's crazy. I'm so upset with these people, especially that treasonous Adam Schiff. And Mark Levin's correct. He called him a fascist yesterday, and he is exactly the word you would use, a complete dictatorial fascist. That's what statists do. They act like Lenin and Stalin, like sick.
I just don't understand things. You know, in prison, I had to take an MMPI test in prison. When I joined the military, I had to take an MMPI test. And
yep.
If you know what it is, it's called the Minnesota Multi-Personality Inventory. And I believe that every one of our elected should have to take these tests, and the results should be posted so we know what kind of nutty ism we're dealing with.
Hello? Do I still have you? Yeah, I had to get my I had to get my back lying down over here. Okay. Kind of. Go ahead. Well,
you know, what I really hate is how they use this to divide us. They attack one group or another here or there. It's been racism. It's been Islamophobia. It's been gayophobia, whatever the hell, you know. It's always this, that, this, that. But I have yet to hear Christian phobia. I have yet to hear conservative phobia, you know.
Well, no. It's all one-sided.
I have to the conservatives. We are nowhere the crying bunch of boozleballs, whatever they are, that the left is. We don't cry. We get down to business. I had a little talk the other day with a guy. He runs a local news thing and paper, monthly paper, and he was like, what do I see the things are? And I said, the things are, they are not going to let the people talk to the people. They're going to do the talking, and all they're going to point out is what you've got against each other. They're never going to point out what you have in common. They're not going to point out anything that joins us together because they fear us being joined together. And that's the establishment of both sides of the aisle. They fear the American people being linked and joined together on an issue. That's why they try to divide us on climate. They try to divide us on the political level. They try to divide us by the gun control. And they put out so many lies that are so easy to research and expose that they're lies. They're just flat-out lies. What we had a week ago, Greta Thunberg didn't know how she was going to get back home. And I put on there, well, tell the little witch to use some of the millions of dollars she got paid.
Oh,
you're cruel, Bill. You're cruel. Well, today it came out that she is the highest paid political activist in the world.
Well, you know what else? Did you see the mural that they put up in San Francisco? I mean, that city's gone, Bill. I mean, you might as well write it off. Now, I mean,
it's San Francisco. I just read a while ago where some guy was getting fined because he didn't clean the human poop out in front of his store.
Oh, you want to hear the latest? This was yesterday,
if he's not the one who defecated in front of his store, why is he being fined to clean it because he didn't clean it up? Why ain't the person who did it happen to clean it up?
Or the city? Where the sidewalks, you know what? Here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you the rest of this story on Commie Mexifornia, which I can't stand. It's getting worse. They're going after Prop 13 for businesses. Okay, that's going to screw up things even more. They're going to put people out of work. They're going to put businesses be closed. They're going to lay off people. They're going to leave the state. Or they're going to pass on their costs to the consumers. In San Francisco yesterday, I don't know who this person is. I got to do the research. It was on Fox, either Hannity or Laura Ingraham. Anyway, there's a brand new district attorney who doesn't want to put anyone in jail.
You're talking about the guy. I believe he was actually raised by Bill Ayers.
Oh, yes. That's exactly the story I'm talking about. Like I said, that city's gone. This whole state's gone, Bill. I mean, you know, I've got a lot of stuff right.
We had a good election here in Jackson County, Indiana. Seymour being the biggest town, we threw out the Democrat and we got a Republican mayor in Seymour.
Good.
Let's just give it a week or two and see what happens.
Yeah,
overwhelmingly, the state went GOP.
Good. But there's no hope for this one outside of a revolution, the return of Christ. That's my prediction. I here and this nonsense. We are, conservatives are outnumbered, you know, probably 100-1 or more. And so, like I said,
well,
you know,
when
you say
that, Linda, are you talking legal citizens or everybody?
I'm talking the whole thing. I mean, let's take the, I mean, even get rid of the 3 million from L.A. that were illegals that don't belong here that voted for Hildebeest in the 2016. Take all that out of the equation. This thing is, they've been turning this blue for a long time. So, you know what I'm saying? They've done their redistricting. They've lied.
Well,
they've horrible, horrible things. They have. It's all the demon rats.
50% of the homeless in the United States are in California.
I'm not surprised. We have 39 million people living here. We only had 1 million leave in 2018. There's probably, to date, 700,000 in 2019 going out. But all the rest, look what's coming in here. We got the derelicts. We got the illegals. They're coming for the free this and free that in the sanctuary state. And then I was reading on Facebook all these very wealthy left-leaning libtards are coming here for the weather. And I'm like, you know what? Let them have this place. I'm getting out. I can't do it anymore. I
answered the idiot that said people that live in the royal areas are stupid, blah, blah, blah. I had to answer this guy. I choose to live where I live. The economy is, and the life is so much simpler and easier and down to earth. The people are friendlier. We don't have nobody
yep.
pooping in the streets. And a neighbor will help a neighbor.
That's right.
It just, I tell the guy, like, well, I own two properties, two homes, camper, pond, vehicles. I own everything. I couldn't
yeah,
have afforded
I know.
To own the camper in your state.
No, it's you can't. Look, I was telling
my wife and I are retired, and we're comfortable. We're not filthy, filthy, rotten rich. We don't have a house with 50 more rooms than we got people. But we're happy. We're content. And when I look at the price, I think it was a 350 square foot little room building in California was $1,500 a month.
Oh, probably more than that. Yeah, no, I know. Look, I can tell you the price.
There's three of us sitting here. Between us, we got four homes, garages, and all kinds of other stuff. But between the three of us, we didn't spend $15,000 a month for all of our properties combined.
I know. Look.
That's ripping you guys off. That
it's
ain't
worse
I know.
Than that.
It's truly ripping you guys off.
And you
we
look
know.
Here, I'm sitting in the room. Jerry owns his property. Chad owns his property. I own my property. How hard is it to own property in California?
It's nuts.
Especially
you can't.
When you start talking. We own acres.
I know. Look, listen to me. Here's what's going on. I actually was explaining to my liberal friend today because she came and helped me out. But I told her when I want to go, I said, the cost of living is absolutely amazing. I said, I'll be able to go out. I'll be able to go to a movie. I'll be able to buy clothes. I'll be able to not worry about how much it costs to have my teeth cleaned. I'll be able to save up enough every 3 months to go on a little trip somewhere. I said, I can't do that. I said, that is the big difference. I said, every single HOA or every single house in the city of Bella Vista, if you buy in that area, in those two zip codes, your HOA is $24 a month. There's nothing comparable here. I have people pay. I have people, listen to me. I've got my niece and her husband and her two kids. They just moved to a house in Oceanside where they're renting. And I guarantee you it's over. It's either $2,500 or $3,000 a month. I'm guaranteeing you right now. It's a four-bedroom house on a tiny piece of plot. Hello?
You can buy a house and 50 acres here for that easily.
Easily, ma.
Easily. You haven't paid off.
Yeah, but listen.
You better come over this way where it's cheaper to live. And we got food.
I know. I'm going to Arkansas. I'm done. I'm done with California. So here's the deal. The reason they're ripping people off, Chad, and I'll tell you what's going on. This has been going on since 1970. With just Google it, CEQA, C-E-Q-Q-A, or something like that.
Reality is not just California. You look at the two biggest liberal states.
Oh, I know.
California,
but this is the worst one.
Both
I swear
them,
it's the worst.
Both of them are having more people leave the state than come to the
I know.
State.
So they what they did, okay.
Taxing
I know.
The living crap out of the ones at work to support the ones who won't lift a finger.
Right.
Who have
so
been
here's,
indoctrinated.
I know. And they're giving the state and everything else to the illegals here. Anybody who wants to stay here has got to be a masochist. They're putting up with it, Chad. It is a ripoff. Here's what the deal is.
Yeah.
From 1969 backwards, it was different in California. The price of a house was no different than the rest of the country. So this has nothing to do with anything but libtard crap, the environment Nazis, and the policies that the people have done. And the people here are stupid, and they put up with it. And they vote for their own demise. Yeah. This is how dumb they are. They're stupid. And when certain people like that idiot Gruber says, well, the voters are stupid, you know, and sometimes he's right. In some instances, but when it comes to the deplorables and the people who do their homework and people that read like banshees like I do, you look in the mirror because I'll tell you who's stupid. I'll tell you who's got a low IQ, buddy.
All I got to tell them is they better have fun now because God's coming back and he ain't going to put up with it.
You've met me, Linda. You've met me.
Yep.
Chad and Jerry know me. When he says, because where I live, I'm ignorant, I'm like, you know, well, I've got my master's degree in biophysics. What have you got?
I know it's sick. It's just
I've never
people...
made anything in my life from grade school through college. I've never made anything but an A.
You know, when you deal with people's intelligence quotients, you know, you're dealing with a whole different DNA. I mean, you can have all the degrees in the world. You know,
right.
You're
exactly right. Intelligence that cannot be communicated to the common man is wasted. It's useless.
And some people don't have any at all. So, I mean, like Adam Schiff, for example, I can't stand these people. And
a lot of people discount common sense.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, common sense will take you a long ways.
Yeah,
life.
And in most cases, it left the building. Yeah, it left the building.
Two things out here. Our little town over here, Brownstown, our Lady
yep.
Braves just won the state volleyball championship.
Cool.
For the first time. That's awesome. And the other thing, Epstein didn't kill himself.
We know. we figured out. I mean,
you wouldn't
even
believe. Don Gamble and I started doing this, man, and now we got attorneys and everybody else in there with us doing it. They can't help themselves.
Yeah,
but it's
I know.
Just, some of the things they're coming up with just blows your mind.
Yep.
Then I read today Hillary said that she would have been more successful as a president.
Oh Jesus! Well, of course she's
what
so full
hell?
Of herself. She's number one.
Hell?
Number well, she's not only full of herself, she's full of a lot of excrement too, as we know, and we can't stand her. The woman is a consummate liar. She can't tell the truth. It's not in her, Bill. She can't. I don't think she knows the truth from a lie, from up, down, or sideways. I'm telling you, that's how long she's been doing it since she's a young girl. Her father even said that she can't tell the truth when she was young. So, I mean, come on, her own parents, please. She's evil. And everybody that gets a chance to be a real true whistleblower on her, who had the misfortune of serving in secret service under the Clinton administration, had to endure her mouth and directed right at them. She had nothing but contempt for anyone in a uniform. She's a bitch. And, you know, putting it mildly, so there you have it. Can't stand that idiot.
Yeah.
She's evil.
Yeah. I haven't really assigned her the nickname yet. But I didn't really found one that I thought was really just there. But with Nancy Pelosi, oh, yeah. I call her the mother of immorality. And I have spread yep. that all over the place. And I've tried to get others to do it to her. I want to drive her nuts with that.
Good. Yeah. She, oh, she's,
you know,
man.
Somehow our politicians have failed, our elected are failing to listen to us, the people.
They don't
we
care.
Really
haven't
up.
Cared
we
for a
really
long time.
We screwed up with the education system where now our kids are coming out. If you've seen the statistics, our kids are coming out of school the dumbest they've ever come out. And it's
no.
not the kids' fault. Nobody blame these
nope.
kids. It's the indoctrination being put on them by liberal teachers who were indoctrinated in college, probably.
Yep.
By
oh, yeah.
professors like Bill Ayers.
For 60 or 70 years this has been going on. I told my friend today, and he actually agreed with me, that if it was up to me and I was queen for a day and could make decrees, I would abolish the school system as it is, and I would have construction of little two schoolhouses all over the place. It's everybody in the neighborhood, but you teach them, get your grandparents in there to teach the children and get some decent books from Amazon that teach the truth. And I would too. I'd say this is how it's going to go down. The rest of these clowns, the goddamn teachers union, and the rest of it can go pound sand.
I
done with it.
I have been blessed. We've been blessed. We've had some of our grandchildren over in this little town, Brownstown, and you're still saying the Pledge of Allegiance. You're still singing
Thank
songs
God.
About Jesus on Christmas.
Thank
you're
God.
Still having the Christmas parade. I think you remember last year we had a little nativity scene in the courthouse, and they tried to take a thing against Brownstown, told them where to go.
Good.
You know,
it's not
I'm
right.
Thankful for that. What we have is we have teachers whose parents and grandparents were teachers here in this town. They're locals. They
right.
grew up here, and they.
Right.
They know that crap will never fly here.
Yep,
we've got
exactly.
teachers that teach real history and
Good.
Are fired up
Praise
about
God.
Teaching history. And they're not putting that liberal slide on it. We've got
yep.
other teachers. There was a Spanish teacher in the town. I had an altercation with her once because she was married to an illegal. And she tried giving me all hell because I was fighting against illegals. Well, when it came out that she was married to illegal, she's no longer a teacher in that town.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, that's a good thing. You know, we're fighting an uphill battle, especially here where I live. So that's
well,
why I
just look at it. Now, we're talking about how the left is lying to us.
Lie to everybody.
Let's talk about how the left is lying to these people that are venturing and putting their livelihoods and trying to come here. The left is lying to them. You've got
right.
Soros telling those people to come up here and they'll get funded. And what really ticks me off is when I see how much an illegal gets a month compared to what one of our own citizens gets. And that just gets me. It's like that whole, but Doug Biden wants to bring back the tax mandate thing on health care, but give it free to illegals. Now, wait a minute. You're going to tax an American citizen that doesn't have it. And when you tax him, you're going to use that tax money, part of it, to pay for this illegal who don't have to have it. Now,
and doesn't
not
belong
just,
here.
If that doesn't make people ticked off, your problem is you got a whole lot of people out here, and they think the more government handouts there is, the better it is. Not realizing it puts you into debt, it puts you under their control.
Oh,
I've
God.
I screamed and hollered, and I still get it all the time, and I know you do too, about Agenda 21. Point to everything they're doing, and point to it at the UN's website. And the UN can talk crap all they want. I'm like, get the hell out of my country, and you're not
yep.
getting no more of my money.
I know. Well, I had an argument with some clown on the Nextdoor app.
You're
because
the
I put.
You're the UN.
I know. I posted Rosa Curie's Agenda 2030 video on this particular site, and this idiot, I don't know whether he was from Oceanside or Vista, doesn't matter. And he goes, oh, well, I wasted my time watching this video. You know, like it's all horse crap. And I posted back to this person, and I said,
Linda,
what the heck? I said,
anybody that has common sense can battle one of these climatologists morons.
Here's what I said back to this idiot.
Mr. Rod used to love when I would have him call in and I would go at him because I leave him speechless. They can't answer the simplest questions.
Well,
I ask him,
so,
what does an ice core sample tell you? And they just look at me like, because they don't even know what the hell an ice core sample is.
I know.
Or they want to.
See, they,
I said, you know what? You go out there, California, cut one of them big ass redwoods down, read the rings.
Yep. So here's the, yeah, exactly. Here's the deal. So this is what I told this idiot. I go, what the hell do you use for a brain? I said, all you need to do is look ICLEI, trace it back to 1990, go to the UN's website, Google it for yourself. And I said, this is all about total control over you, whether you drive or not, what you eat, everything. It is worse than old Soviet.
Oh, yeah. Now they're putting out this burger thing. Who knows what it is? It's not me.
Oh.
Yeah, my
I know.
I just watched Toilet Green.
Are,
I just watched Toilet Green. Again.
That's,
I don't care
I know.
What it tastes like.
Yeah.
I know.
I
know.
Every time they post that stuff, I post 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 5.
I know.
Read what it says about them trying to take away the meat. The meat was a gift from God to us. And
well,
it warns you about when they try to take away the meat that the people that are doing that are evil.
There, yeah, the problem is there's a lot of dumb people. And they just pick it up. You know, they never.
They've been given false hope. They've been given false hope by people that are promising, well, you're going to have free health care or you're going to have free this, you're going to have free that. Not telling them, I'm going to take everything your brother earns to give it to you.
It's crazy,
until
I know.
You're both broke. But when they do their thing and they control the energy, and that's what they want to do, and they control the water, and they control the food, and the water, you're in California, you understand what I'm saying there. So here they are. They're trying to control the energy. They're trying to control the water. And they're trying to grab control the food with this bull crap. You control the food. You control the water. You control the energy. You damn well control the people.
Got a question on the call board. I'm going to take the person. I'm not sure who it was. Did you have a question, sir or madam?
Yes. How you doing? Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right.
I'm a huge fan of y'all. And I just
want
to say it was really nice meeting you at that Ku Klux Klan event the other day.
Who is this?
This is Danny.
I don't know what you're talking about because I don't know where you're coming from. Is this a left?
One, I would never be at a Klan event.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Two, if I seen you, your little Antifa butt, you'd be running once you seen me.
No, we saw each other. We were at the Klan event, and then we went to desecrate that Jewish cemetery. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Man, there ain't a Jew. You have no clue where I am even at. There ain't a Jewish cemetery. I got to go 100 miles to find something like that.
Yeah, you're talking to all Christians, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're
that's right.
You have no clue who you're talking to. Go to vanmeter.com. Learn who you're talking to.
I know exactly who I'm talking to.
Yeah,
and you, when I said, let's go.
Beyond, moron,
yeah,
Lindsay
yeah.
Ass, I've never done nothing in his life.
This guy's obviously either joking, pulling our legs, or he's a complete lefty troll. So what, and you've blocked your number.
The only guy I know, only guy we knew named Danny died a year and a half, 2 years ago.
That's right.
Well,
you were telling me about him. Look, I was like, we met at that Ku Klux Klan event, and I was like, let's go desecrate a Jewish cemetery, and you said it was 100 miles away, and we got into my pickup, and we went and did that.
Oh, my God. You're sick.
Okay, now tell me.
Where are you from, gang?
What state am I in?
What's that?
What state
am I in? You're in? You know what state you're in. Don't be shy.
Well, I'm just
he's asking
you're a
you,
liar,
idiot.
You don't know. You don't have a clue what state I'm in.
I do.
Well, then name it.
No, you don't, or you just said it.
Pardon me?
You know, Well, then tell him he is, smart ass.
Linda, throw this guy out.
All right, he's
just
done.
Throw him
hey,
out.
Libtard, go back to your Plato's cave and take your head out of your ass.
Audience,
bye.
I don't know where this guy
No, anybody that has ever listened to us knows this guy is full of crap.
He's obviously
I have no more love for the Ku Klux Klan than I do Al Qaeda.
I definitely wouldn't go do anything to a cemetery. Democrats and stuff like that with you.
He's a troll. He's bored. He
probably hasn't listened to our show much, because if he did, he'd know that we all believe in God and practice, you know, we're Christians.
Well,
he's
a troll, some sort of millennial troll he just crawled out from under his mother's skirt, you know, and he hasn't got any, he's got a binky in one hand and his, you know, what else, somewhere else, but
it could have been one of them two guys that come up here on the ridge, but they left.
Yeah. I got about 4 minutes, and we have our...
Yes, it's people like it. You see, that's the left. That's the Democrat right there.
That's all they are.
They don't have rational... He's just like Nancy Pelosi, see? He comes on there and he spews lies. Just like Schiff. He spews lies. That's all the Democrats have, is lies.
If you actually did that, guy.
And this guy is probably a millennial, so he's not even smart enough to know that one out of five millennials are on that list to be depopulated.
Well, unfortunately, most of the millennial group, if you've watched Waters World or watched anybody with Man on the Street or any of that stuff, I mean,
They actually need to read some books.
The guy, they don't know how to read. This guy's bad, and I'm not going to answer it. I'm just going to let him listen, because, you know, if you have anything to say to him without dealing with it.
You know,
that time.
Our point was proved.
We only have 3 minutes.
This is a Democrat's thing, you know. Make up crap, lie through your teeth, make up everything you can, try to make the other side look bad. When in the truth, you're the side that's screwed up. You're the side that's just immoral. You're the side that's got all these lazy people that think that, oh, they're entitled to a home. They're entitled. What I hear the guy say, farmers, food should be free. And I say, well, then you should buy the farmer's tractors and equipment, and you should buy his seed, and you should pay his rent, and you should feed him. And
that's right. Well, same with the doctors. It's a commodity, just like healthcare. It's all the Marxist nonsense. Well, he finally left. I guess he got tired of being uneducated. So we got 2 minutes left.
That number, that way next week he ain't calling back.
There's not a number. It's one of those. It's a block number. It just goes 1111111. It doesn't tell you who it is, and they'll never cop to where they're at or their real names or anything. So. You know, he's a libtard and a retard, so there you have it. Now, we have the other gentleman. He's got a 111, but he's a nice guy. We've talked to him before.
When they do call, it shows that how did he know to call us if he ain't heard us?
Well, it's on the intro of the thing where I post it. It's everything's on there.
I do it, too. I do it, too. I always put the number on there. But we don't get them that often. So,
but it's automatic.
Somebody has heard us and not liked what they heard. And if they didn't like what they heard, I'm glad. I'm glad. You hear me? I'm glad. Because that means, you know, it stepped on their toes. It's hit them in their face with whatever we said. Whatever we coach. We come on here, we bring out facts, we bring out statistics, we talk about what's going on across the country, but we don't give it to leftist we don't give it to ABC, CBS, CNN choice treatment.
No. I got about 60 seconds.
I wouldn't give the conservatives a pass either. If you remember, go back and look, I've never said I was a Republican. No, I am an independent. I vote for the best
constitutionalist
person for the job. So far, the Democrats haven't put up nobody that I consider to be the best person for the job.
Yes,
oh my God! 35 seconds. We're gonna go dark, guys. It's been great. 29 seconds. Okay.
Keep your eyes out.
See you next week.
It's really going to be juicy.
I know. All right.
I'll be praying for you in my prayer.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. All right. You guys take care. Love y'all.
Night.